ontketen je de kracht van mensen in organisaties. PeoplePower brengt je de laatste wetenschappelijke inzichten en praktijkvoorbeelden. Over leiderschap en leren, betrokkenheid en bevlogenheid, inzetbaarheid en inclusie. Omdat mensen het verschil maken in jouw organisatie. PeoplePower met Glenn van der Burg.
What if every step in the employee journey held the power to inspire deeper commitment and engagement? In today's fast-paced workplace, engagement isn't built in a single day. Instead, it's created through moments that matter. Those unique touch points where organizations can truly make an impact. From the first handshake, pre-boarding, and even saying farewell. Every stage offers an opportunity to forge connections that turn employees into engaged and loyal team members. Which specific moments in the employee journey can have the greatest impact on engagement? What are these moments that matter? And why is it crucial to start fostering engagement from the very beginning, even before day one? We're joined by Sylvia Vlaar-Rijs. She's a fractional head of people and culture at Kaiko, amongst others, because she's working with multiple organizations. Jet Delhay is learning and development specialist at Lam Weston, and Koen Stam is head of Benelux at Personio. And we're recording this episode at Onboard Amsterdam, the largest onboarding event in Europe, and you can hear everybody in the background talking to each other, creating the new ideas that they really need for their onboarding. Sylvia, Jet and Koen, great to have you in the studio. Koen, to start with you, why are these moments that matter so important for building engagement?
Yeah, I think especially if we look at 2024, where we really look towards the external world, I think for a lot of companies it's really difficult to attract talent, but I think it's also really difficult for companies to retain their top talent. So yeah, it sounds so easy, but those moments where you give employees, even like you said, before we start working for an employer, if we make those experiences everlasting, I think that will give this little extra why you can hire and acquire the right talent and hopefully retain that talent, even up to, of course, offboarding. Because, this event, it's amazing. I was here 2 weeks ago, and if I see what is here right now, totally different. This is really a great experience. But we always forget that the offboarding is maybe the last moment an employee reminds an employer. So also that specific moment really needs to matter, and that's sometimes forgotten.
Yeah.
So because that name, how you leave people, if you leave a company, that will be spread into the world.
It defines, did you create an ambassador or did you create an enemy?
Yeah. And hopefully the first one and not the latter.
That's what
but
we want, of course. Yeah, it's not that easy. Moments that matter, that implies that there are special moments that are more important than all the other moments. Mm. Because you could also say, well, every second of the day is important for creating engagement. You have to think about everything, which is almost impossible, of course.
It would be great if every day is like a delightful experience. Just as in life, right, there are ups and downs also in your day-to-day job. And I think if you really look towards those moments that matter, I think, let's discuss, right? This is if you look for, you just start your new job, that type of experience before they start. There are all different kind of examples. In my previous company as well, I was recording videos myself. I really like recording videos. Hey, this is what you can expect. I already showed this is how your onboarding look like. This is how your team look like. And blah, 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 blah. Just to really give that experience. But that's, I think, quite obvious. I was actually discussing on the booth here, we have our own booth here at Personio, with one of our partners, Ingeborg. And she actually mentioned one key moment, which I actually found very fascinating, where I think a lot of people don't think about. When you have an annual performance review, first of all, don't have it a fixed date, but it can be once a year or multiple times per year, but the specific moment doesn't matter. But if we are going to do it, the person who has the performance review can pick the restaurant of choice, and we start there. How amazing is that for an experience to have the conversation?
Right. And a great beginning also. We are going to do something that's nice instead of, oh my God, what's going to happen?
And again, so I think we should think about, we can make more moments matter and not the obvious ones of onboarding, offboarding, promotion, or annual get-togethers.
All right. Sylvia, what are the moments that you have targeted within organizations that you work for as the moments that matter? Are there special moments that you give extra attention to in your onboarding?
Well, aside from being a people professional, I've also been an employee. And as a people professional and as an employee, I have chosen to work for specific type of companies, and those are purpose-driven companies, companies that are doing something on sustainability or improving something in the world. And what I've noticed is the new generation, they choose a job, the purpose over the benefits, for example. People don't want to just get a fun job where they get paid a good salary, but they want to be part of doing something great. So I think moments, special moments, are moments that you can bring that purpose back and remind the employee you matter, you're part of something big. And you can do this by celebrating moments in a way that brings back that idea of what that company is trying to do.
Yeah, and it's really great that you pick out this point, because what I see, especially within organizations where the purpose is so obvious, that they don't do that. So like in healthcare, in healthcare you don't have to explain everybody what the purpose is, but you do have to remind people of what their impact is. And that's something that it doesn't happen very often, because it's so obvious.
But you can do that already on pre-onboarding, for example, to make sure that your pre-onboarding or onboarding experience is similar to the experience of the product that you're trying to build, for example, and customize that to remind people from the day they enter the company, this is why you're entering the company, and this is how you can help us achieve whatever our purpose is.
Yeah. Yet, how do you do that at Lamb Weston? These moments that matter. How do you target them? Know which moments have the most impact for your new hires.
Yeah. I think that already starts in the pre-boarding phase. I think that is a really important moment, because in the Netherlands, mostly it's very common that when you sign your contract, and the period between that and your first working day could be very long. And that's the moment that someone is very enthusiastic about a new employer and they want to know more. And then you have that 1 or 2 or sometimes even 3 months in between. And I think at that moment,
the months of silence, normally.
Yeah, indeed. And I think at that moment,
counting
you can
days.
Already start with giving them great information that they can share with their loved ones, you know, because they're excited and they want to tell about it. And then you have, you know, then you have that information that you want to share, and that you can even make them more enthusiastic, and that you also can even make them more secure to come to work the first day. So already give them practical information. Don't assume it's already known.
Yeah. How do you do that at Lamb Weston? Because I have the same thought in my mind for about 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. I even went to a lot of HR directors and told them, well, hey, this is the period that somebody signs their contract.
Yeah.
They're very happy because they said yes to something they like.
Yeah.
They don't really know what's really going to happen. It's also a very strange phase, because you are trying to imagine how it will be, but you don't know anything. It's like going on holiday and trying to be to imagine how it will be.
Yeah.
So this is the moment in which you, for example, can make a podcast in which you can hear colleagues, can hear stories, can hear the CEO talking about the purpose and the strategy of the organization. And 6 years ago, everybody said, well, yeah, okay, yeah, maybe, probably. They were not that. I thought I had a problem, but now I hear you telling me this and I'm like, well, no, it was a great idea. I was probably too soon. So how do you guys do that at Lamb Weston?
We do that with the onboarding app. So we make sure that at least 2 weeks before they start, they already have access to that app. And there we provide them information which we already can share with them, because of course they didn't have the first working day, so you have to be patient with, you know, what you share. But you could already share like really fun facts. For example, Lamb Weston, we produce French fries, and Lamb Weston is not, you know, when you say Lamb Weston, everyone's like, what do you do?
It's not so in the supermarket.
It's no. Mr. Lamb from the place Weston, which invited the water gun knife. So for example, when you push a potato through a knife with a very hard water speed, eat, and then you have the French fries. This is really funny to tell people when you are going to work for Lab Westing, for example.
Yeah,
you know?
It's the origin story. Yeah.
So that kind of stuff, but also some videos or, like I said, really practical information. How do you come to work your first day? What's the share on Google Maps, you know? How do they get there? The route description, but also, do you provide lunch at work? Or where do you have to go? What about the tech to come in? Because nothing is as bad as, you know, you stand there in the morning and you will be there on time, and then the receptionist is not there, and then you're like, okay.
Yeah, or you have to wait a half an hour before you get your tag to get in.
Indeed,
yeah.
Or your laptop is not working.
Yeah. And you said, well, we do it 2 weeks in advance. The period in the Netherlands can be quite long, two, three, even 3 months. Why do you make the choice of doing it 2 weeks in advance? Because you could also start at the moment that somebody signs their contract.
Yeah, I have to say that's really a practical thing, because our HR department has to fill their contact details in our HR system, and then you have the connection.
So there's a little bit of work to be done.
Manually.
Yeah. They're not using Personio, obviously.
Kun is really surprised.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I actually like more the link with potatoes. I mean, this morning I actually was with my family company, and we also a company in potatoes. So I like that we have the match here on the floor in HR with potatoes.
We already have.
Right. So that was the pre-boarding. What is Sylvia, you talked about using the purpose and making sure that you talk about the purpose, tell the stories about the purpose. What for you is a moment that matter that really stands out that you give a lot of attention to in the companies that you work for?
Well, I try to give attention to the entire life cycle, because I know that onboarding became a very hot topic years ago. And what happens in a lot of companies is they do big party for onboarding, pre-onboarding, and then they forget the rest.
And the rest of the colleagues is eating their sandwiches which they brought from home. Yeah.
Yes, then it's crickets. There are important moments after and following onboarding that I think you also need to pay attention to. The first month, especially in the Netherlands, there is that month where it's your probation time. Mm-hmm. Most employees are nervous. Oh, did I do a good job during my first month? And in some companies, they hear nothing. The contract, the 1 month passes, and the employee is looking around like, okay, what is expected from me? Is my contract being continued? And they hear nothing.
Yeah, it's a really, not all countries have this. So for our international listeners, the probation month, it sounds like you're in jail, but it is a month in which both the employee and the employer, within that month, they can say, well, it wasn't a match. We'll stop the contract. After the month, the contract is fixed, and then you are almost bound for life if you have a fixed contract.
And independently of being the Netherlands or not, different countries have different regulations. But the point is that important moments are in moments like the first week, how the employee experienced the first week. Do they have the tools they need to be able to do the job that they're expected to do? The first month.
That's still an issue in companies. People don't have a laptop, don't have access.
When they have a laptop, sometimes they don't have access to the information they need to have. They don't know. There's so much technology out there. You have 50 systems internally, mm-hmm. and even though you give them access, they don't know where to look for which information in which system. And that's why it's important to touch base with new joiners after a week and say, hey, do you have the information you need? Do you have the accesses you need? Is there anything else you need to make this experience better for you? Same after first month. How have you experienced the first month? Same after 2 months.
Yeah, and you're picking this probation period as this is an important moment, a moment that matters, because it's the transition between, am I good enough? Can I stay? And the moment that you really, both of you, the employee and the employer, choose to continue the contract.
Yes, not in that context, but more making it celebration. Yes, it's official. You're now part of this company. You know the ins and outs more or less in order to do your job. let's celebrate that together. And that can happen in many ways. Very often it's a celebration with the team and with the direct manager and HR supports by triggering certain celebration moments in certain ways to celebrate, for example, the end of the first month.
Yeah, and I think that's something that a lot of organizations, you know that you can stay. I mean, you're doing great, so why wouldn't we? But it's still a moment that you can celebrate and that you can use to foster the engagement of a colleague.
And not only engagement, but any company you go to, feedback is a topic. Mm-hmm. People don't get enough feedback. And, you know, not only are you engaging employees by celebrating those moments, but you're also providing feedback, which is something that I think, if given constructively, everyone appreciates.
It's actually an interesting topic. I mean, just wanted to chime in if I can. No, but like also there, when it comes to surveys or asking feedback, typically then we go up the chain and or my manager or I think peer feedback or me myself as well, like a second line manager, I also want to have feedback from not even my first line who may be reporting to me, but I also want like from the people in their teams, like to really understand where can I improve. And I think we should also go away from all these fixed types of surveys and check-ins. We need to be more flexible to have this type of conversation. And I came up with a conversation on performance reviews, then I also want to have real peer review and I want 360 view of feedback. You need to be more flexible when it comes to these moments. And I think that's also something where companies need to move away from. Sure, then you also need the right tools and systems to provide this. But this is so important. And to capture all those information points eventually, to capture it all together, to have those insights, to be able to benchmark internally.
Yeah.
So these basic moments, but I think that's also very important to think about when it comes to overall engagement of our employees.
Yeah. I made a kind of a joke of it that you want to make the whole experience, everything that everybody does in your organization, be great. That's nearly impossible, I would say. So these special moments, you can make an extra effort to make sure that you foster the engagement. How do you pinpoint these moments within the employee journey? Yet, how do you choose which one to embrace?
Yeah, we did that together with Jesper Connect. We really thought about, okay, what is important? And I think what is also very important in that case is that you think as a new employee, and not as the employer, because mostly then you say, okay, we want them to have this information, or this is important, or this is... And mostly... that is all pretty boring stuff that you share. So that is good that they...
It's time to we have to work on the company values. It's these four.
And I think it's good that they can reach those information or that they get there from SharePoint or whatever. But please make sure it's engaging, it's fun, but it's connecting. So especially when you create those moments, make sure they make connection with each other and not just... push all the information and overwhelm them with them.
Was there one moment that you hadn't thought about? You're like, oh, I've never thought that this was such a moment that we can make a bigger impact.
Yeah, I think when I started myself, it was the pre-boarding, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. So because I was also thinking as from the first working day, but it is already before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sylvia, how did you pinpoint these moments that matter within the employee journey?
Well, actually, we asked people working for us.
No, that's brilliant.
So when you start I work for mainly scale-ups. So very often I'm there from the beginning when we're 25, 30 employees. And we've asked the people. So in the beginning, it's a mess. There are no process. There are no systems, nothing. And we ask those people that start in the midst of the chaos, what would you have liked to have? What would have added value for you and your experience? And we've built based on the feedback that the people gave us rather than what we think the people want.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of these things that everybody is listening to and saying, yes, of course, and still... few are doing it, I think. You, of course, did it yet.
Yeah, and it was not easy, so to say, because I had a lot of people coming to me like, yeah, but on the introduction day, I also had a part and I also want to present and I also want to do this. So we have to be a bit of a gatekeeper and say, no, sorry, we can provide your information here or over here, but not at this exciting, enthusiastic, challenging onboarding day. Sorry.
Yeah.
And people don't always understand that, but it is. I was challenged too to think like that. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because then the danger is that you listen to all the needs of the people within the organization, and
correct.
You have a boring meeting where everybody's showing their slides, and at the end nobody remembers anything.
Yeah, you get PowerPoint to death. So
yeah, death by PowerPoint. Yeah. All right. Let's try and help our listeners, because they're listening to you and they're like, okay. So we're going to talk to our employees and ask them, what would you have liked? Okay, so that's one. We also have another tip, which is do stuff that really builds these connections. Don't focus too much on all the information that you want to give people, because first you have to make this connection. So I'm asking all three of you, what would be your other tip for our listeners if they want to improve their impact on these moments that matter within the employee journey? Starting with Sylvia.
I would say, you know, of course, you want to provide people with the information, the basic information they need, right, about what the company is doing. You want to provide them a good experience. What we should not forget is that everyone is different, right? So I know a lot of companies that make a big deal of onboarding with getting people to rituals, to do rituals and get a certificate. Not everyone enjoys that. Some people are terrified to be put on the spotlight. Mm. So whatever you do, also take in consideration the individual needs of the different people that you're hiring.
And how do you do that?
Well, first and foremost is to look at, of course, the type of company I work for. If I generally, if I work for very technical companies like AI companies, where 80% of the workforce is very technical, all machine learning engineers, I know from experience and from working with these people that they are much more fixed on, for example, getting technical information as part of their onboarding, understanding all the tech stack that they're going to work with, and they're much less inclined of getting together and do a ritual and, you know, get a certificate. So understanding also the type of company and the type of people that you work with will help you create more individual engagement moments.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yet?
Yeah. Bit of sometimes the same, but also a little bit different opinion on that is that we work for, I work for a company which has a lot of corporate people, also, of course, the supporting, the sales, extroverts and all, but also the very operational people. So we had a discussion in the beginning like, yeah, we have to separate it because it's not practical, because this and that. But I was like, no, everyone starts. Everyone is a new joiner. It doesn't matter on which level that you start or which job that you start. You have that beginning, that part of information that is suitable for everyone. And you want to create that feeling that everyone is the same in the beginning. And then, of course, you can provide them with information which is very suitable for their job or their things that they have to do.
And it even forces you probably just to make a very nice, fun, human, not so much information-based start.
Indeed, not so very much content-based, but really about making the connection and general information about the company that everyone wants to know. So that would be my tip, not to think too fast in boxes, but really think big and look for the connection.
All right. And our final big tip from Koen.
Obviously, you would expect from me, from a software company, I would say, yes, you should use software to automate processes and to to free up time to have conversation. But I think clear communication is such a bottleneck in a lot of fast-growing organizations or big companies, right? And I think just sometimes even over-communicating helps a lot. And that can be done on two ways. So yes, then I come here, like, yes, you can use software to do that, right? So like my point on surveys, really make sure moments that you can check individually, anonymously even, to check in on people and how they are feeling. And please then do something with that feedback, because that's also, yes, we've done, checkbox, we've done the survey.
Yeah, we've done
but
the survey.
No,
yeah.
Do something. And I think that's also an example in our company. Have that conversation. In all people are different. Not everyone wants to talk in bigger groups to express how they're feeling. So then the non-scalable thing also in myself, which I love actually to be, because we have a lovely office here in Amsterdam, go out for a walk or a group walk, because then also you get a lot of insights. Or I love to go one-on-one walks across the eye, like, let's have a conversation. I had actually a 7-month check-in earlier this week with one of our team members. And he's like, okay, he was his laptop, he came to the room and said, pick your jacket, leave your laptop, let's go outside.
Yeah.
Totally different conversation. And that one, hopefully it sticks, but at least it gives me as well, like, from my perspective, a lot of insights. So yeah. Sometimes not always do the non-scalable thing is also very important there.
You know, I identify what you're saying. Usually when I have touch base with people, there's always some sort of food involved. I think they crack the code. That's my personal that's my personal thing.
We also, because we always, when we go there, we cross like a very nice coffee boutique where we always go for a nice sandwich, really handcrafted made, like lovely, and a piece of cake, like really very nice, and a coffee.
It works.
Or a flat white.
Yeah, I think that's the best tip ever. I mean, go to a restaurant, have a nice meal.
And let the employee expense. or pay, no, just kidding. Joke.
Thanks very much. It was a delight to talk to you, Sylvia Vlaarijs from Kaiko, among others, Jet Delhaai, Lem Weston, and Koenstam Personio. And thank you, of course, for listening to this podcast live recorded from Onboard Amsterdam, the largest onboard event in Europe. There's much more that we are going to record today, so keep listening.
Meer afleveringen vind je op peoplepower.radio en jouw favoriete podcast app.